Good morning. I'm Karen Moscow.
And I'm Nathan Hager. Bloomberg Daybreak brought to you by Withum, a forward-thinking, technology-driven advisory and accounting firm helping clients be in a position of strength in today's modern business landscape. Visit Withum.com to learn more.
And U.S. futures and global stocks are gaining this morning. It is 6:01 on Wall Street, and we check the markets every 15 minutes throughout the trading day on Bloomberg. S&P futures up 101 points. Dow futures up 894. NASDAQ futures up 355. The DAX in Germany up 5.6%. The CAC in Paris up 6%. FTSE 100 up 3.33%. 10-year Treasury up 28.32. The yield 1.04%. And the yield on the 2-year 0.41%. NYMEX crude oil is up 10.5% at $27.89 a barrel. Nathan.
All right, Karen, thank you. As the coronavirus outbreak spreads, communities across the country are clamping down on activity. We have Bloomberg team coverage on the fallout now, beginning in New York with Bloomberg's Michael Barr.
Cases of the virus in New York City are nearing 4,000, 26 deaths so far. Governor Andrew Cuomo is fending off calls for a shelter-in-place order, but says he will not shut down the city.
Let's just take a deep breath and make sure we're acting on facts as opposed to acting on fear.
Cuomo's ordering businesses to keep 75% of workers at home. In New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy expects cases to reach into the many thousands. He's ordered personal care businesses to close, including barbershops, hair and nail salons, and tattoo parlors. I'm Michael Barr in New York. Now here's Joan Doniger in our Bloomberg 1061 Boston newsroom.
Governor Charlie Baker is activating the Massachusetts National Guard as confirmed cases in the state top 300. He's also promising a big increase in testing for the virus.
Over the course of the next several days and weeks, there will be an enormous increase in the amount of testing that takes place on a daily basis.
The first high-capacity drive-through testing facility in Massachusetts is now open at a CVS parking lot in Shrewsbury. I'm Joan Doniger. Now, here's Martin DeCaro from our Bloomberg 99.1 newsroom in Washington.
73 D.C. firefighters, paramedics, and emergency medical technicians are reported self-quarantined after potential exposure to the virus. Metro Transit Police closed two rail stations last night to discourage crowds from heading to the tidal basin to view the cherry blossoms. The district reported 32 new patients, nearly doubling the prior total. Cases now number 72. I'm Martin DeCaro in Washington. Now here's Amy Morris in Germantown, Maryland.
Governor Larry Hogan signed emergency legislation opening previously closed medical facilities across the state, and he's banning social gatherings of more than 50 people.
I have just enacted an executive order to shut down all bars, restaurants, movie theaters, and gyms across the state.
The governor's emergency measure also offers job protections for workers affected by the outbreak, as both Maryland and D.C. have reported a spike in unemployment claims. Maryland added 22 cases yesterday. That brings the state's total infections to 108. I'm Amy Morris in Germantown, Maryland. Now here's Ed Baxter in California, where Governor Gavin Newsom is issuing a statewide shelter-in-place order.
Newsom says about 56%, about 25.5 million people will become infected. He says he's written to the president asking for help. Moreover, he says we have community-acquired transmission in 23 counties with an increase of 44 community-acquired infections in 24 hours. He says in some parts of the state, the case rate is doubling every 4 days. In San Francisco, I'm Ed Baxter, Bloomberg. Daybreak.
All right, Ed, thank you. Meantime, in Europe, Italy remains the epicenter of the outbreak. Deaths there now number more than in China as the country remains in lockdown. We get the very latest from Bloomberg's Alessandro Speciale in Rome.
The government is thinking of imposing even harsher restrictions, for example, just going out once per day for food shopping and all that. But it's not clear whether this will be enough to slow down the growth of the virus in some regions. The situation is particularly worrying in the north. There are reports of hospitals really at capacity, not enough intensive care units for all the people coming in with the virus. One thing that is not clear is why the death rate in Italy has been so high compared to China.
Infections in Italy have now eclipsed 40,000. Deaths number more than 3,400.
In the meantime, in the UK, cases of COVID-19 have jumped 25% in one day. For the very latest, we're joined live by Bloomberg's Ewan Potts in London. Good morning, Ewan.
Good morning, Nathan and Karen. As confirmed cases of coronavirus top 3,200, the UK's Prime Minister has warned he may need to tighten restrictions in the capital. Like the rest of the country, Londoners have been asked to limit social contact and work from home. Sources tell us the government is now considering ordering bars, restaurants and shops to close. The country's health secretary says the UK is still only at the beginning of the virus outbreak. Live in London, I'm Ewan Potts, Bloomberg Daybreak.
All right, Ewan, thank you. And in China, ground zero for the outbreak. We're seeing more signs the outbreak is slowing. Officials say today's 39 new cases all came from outside of the country. Here with the details is Bloomberg's Brian Curtis in Hong Kong.
Second day in a row with no domestic infections. China is now imposing tighter restrictions on inbound travelers. In the meantime, Beijing exonerated the heroic doctor who was reprimanded for warning about the outbreak. Dr. Li Wenliang later died of the disease. The party rebuked the Wuhan police force and punished two officers. Elsewhere, Premier Li Keqiang says most of China is now considered low risk and people are now returning to normal work and life. In Hong Kong, Brian Curtis, Bloomberg Daybreak.
Thank you, Brian. Worldwide deaths from the virus have surpassed 10,000. That's according to data from Johns Hopkins University. The World Health Organization says the disease is now infecting people at a faster rate. Cases in the U.S. currently number more than 12,000, with 220 deaths. You're listening to Bloomberg Daybreak. And at 6:07 on Wall Street, it's time to check the latest world and national news. Here's Bloomberg's Michael Barr.
Thank you very much, Nathan. A Freehold, New Jersey family has been hit hard by the coronavirus. A fourth member of the Fusco family has died from COVID-19 within a week. Elizabeth Fusco, who lost her mother and three siblings, is beyond grief and says words cannot describe the pain and horror of what happened to her family.
It's like the second we start to grieve about one, the phone rings and there is another person gone, taken from us forever.
Two other relatives are in critical condition. And while the nation is trying to cope with the coronavirus, some scam artists are trying to make a fast buck. New York Attorney General Letitia James warned residents of people purportedly knocking on doors claiming to be from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and offering tests for the coronavirus, for a fee, of course. James says New Yorkers should know that no one from the CDC or any other health agency is knocking on doors to provide tests for the COVID-19 virus. It's one of the most sweeping moves of any state yet to curb the spread of the virus. California's governor has issued stay-at-home orders for the entire state, 40 million people. Governor Gavin Newsom says that unless the rise in cases of COVID-19 slows, it might overwhelm the state's medical system.
As a nation state, 40 million strong, we've been organized around an attack rate, as we refer to it, of about 56%, that the virus will impact about 56% of us. You do the math, in the state of California, that's a particularly large number.
Newsom says people will be able to shop for food and seek medical care. One of the most precious items needed during this outbreak, ventilators. However, Vice President Mike Pence, who heads up the White House Coronavirus Task Force, says more ventilators will be on the way.
We're encouraged to learn that we've literally identified tens of thousands of ventilators that can be converted to treat patients. And we remain increasingly confident that we will have the ventilators that we need as the coronavirus makes its way across America.
President Trump has canceled the G7 meeting at Camp David scheduled for June because of the coronavirus. In a White House statement, the president plans to hold the meeting via video conference with G7 leaders instead. Global news 24 hours a day on air and on Quick Take by Bloomberg, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Michael Barr. This is Bloomberg. Nathan?
Okay, Michael, thank you. We're coming up to 6:10 on Wall Street. Time for the Bloomberg NBC Sports Update. Here's John Stashower.
Nathan, the coronavirus continues to affect the sports world. More positive tests. Longtime Saints coach Sean Payton, Celtics starting guard Marcus Smart, and two members of the Lakers who have not been identified. Payton was seen at a horse racing track in Arkansas last weekend, surrounded by people, said he did not show respiratory symptoms. Smart said he feels fine. The Celtics played Utah March 6th. The Jazz, of course, have two players with it. And after it was learned the Nets have four, that's when the Lakers got tested. Their last game before the hiatus was against Brooklyn. As those in sports get quick tests and results, the controversy continues as to how and why when others have such trouble. And, of course, more positive tests make the games returning anytime soon seem more unlikely. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman, in an interview on ESPN, said they can go later if need be. He's not sure how late. In other words, they can extend the season, which normally ends in early June. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver told ESPN that he doesn't have a clue as to what a return date will be. He said it will only come with the okay from public health officials. NFL news, the Rams released two veterans, running back Todd Gurley, linebacker Clay Matthews, veteran QB Joe Flacco, 1 year in Denver, now released. The Lions traded one of their top players, cornerback Darius Slay, to the Eagles, and the Giants have their backup, the starting QB Daniel Jones. It's Colt McCoy, who had been with Washington. For the Bloomberg NBC Sports Update, I'm John Stachel. Nathan?
All right, thank you, John. And join us tonight for the Bloomberg Business of Sports show. Will there be a Tokyo Olympics this summer? Has the coronavirus changed the way we'll watch sports forever? We'll look to answer those questions with Rick Burton, Syracuse University Professor of Sports Management. That's tonight at 7 and tomorrow at 11 a.m. on Bloomberg Radio. Or subscribe to the Bloomberg Business of Sports show wherever you get your podcasts. S&P futures are higher now by 104 points. Dow futures up 950. NASDAQ futures a gain of 355 points. 10-year up 31/32, yield 1.03%.